This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
The song playing in the background, Miss Prue, Price to Pay, featuring Black Diamond and Malum Vector. 2:30 it is on Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. And as I promised, I am joined on the line by a true South African, a talent. She's an award-winning DJ, producer, has been giving us hits, man, since she came onto the scene. She dropped a 2-track EP last week Friday, and she's here to tell us all about it. Adventure Family, do best and help me welcome the one, the only, Miss Prue. Good afternoon, Miss Prue. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. And how are you?
No, man, I'm blessed. Thank you so much for taking your time to come and join us on the show, yeah?
No, thank you so much for having me.
All right, I mean, now from the Vol Triangle to taking over the country, how has it been, you know, for you seeing your career elevate the way it has over the past couple of years?
It has been so humbling. I mean, like, when I started, I didn't think I'd be where I am today, you know? I just thought I'll be a DJ, I'll play at my favorite places, but I didn't think that would make music that would be so influential and people would love it so much. So I feel very humbled and so blessed to have been on this journey.
Amazing, amazing. And I mean, you're already, you know, a household name. People love your sets in the clubs. Do you feel you've reached the ceiling or you still have a long way to go?
So I personally feel like I've got a long way to go because, I mean, the world has changed so much now and there's so many more opportunities than what we were given back in the day. So I feel like I've just started and there's a whole lot more that I still need to do because the world is now actually our oyster and we can do so much.
Most definitely, most definitely. Now, I mean, a lot of people, you know, they know Miss Prue to be one of the faces of trap, hip-hop, but you shocked us last year, you know, when you dropped your debut album titled Bavumile, and it was, you know, Amapiano. Yes. Why did you decide to go that route?
It's so weird that a lot of people don't know that I was a house DJ before doing hip hop, you know.
I released
a house song, you know. And I, for me to move to hip hop was because of the label I was in, and because it was something that I loved doing. It was easy for me to transition into hip hop and trap. So it was actually meant to be for that period, and I was meant to better go back into house music. So introducing myself back into house music, I decided to start with piano and maybe drop, you know, an EP for it.
Yeah.
While I build up to where I actually really want to be. So the hip hop was a beautiful era. I really thoroughly enjoyed it, but I really feel like that my passion is with house music, and hence I'm here.
No, most definitely. But, I mean, I give you the props because, you know what, moving from house music to hip-hop, a lot of hip-hop guys, they know how tough. I'm sure you also know how tough, you know, DJing or playing hip-hop. You know, it's not as easy as people see, you know. So kudos to you on that. Now, I mean, you are experimenting a lot. And I say this because last week, Friday, you dropped a 2-track, you know, EP, a 3-step titled Ubuntu Groove. And maybe I should ask you, why did you only drop 2 tracks?
No, because I felt like it's an introduction to where I want to go, and it's basically me kind of testing the waters. But this is the genre that I really have been building up to. So definitely next year there'll be a whole lot more of this type of music that will come out. So I didn't want to bombard people with like a 10-track album, and here I am, you know. So I thought maybe a bit by bit. Just to reintroduce myself, because I'm actually just trying to rebrand myself to this you know, this side of me that I want to show people, and I'm just doing it bit by bit.
All right, amazing stuff. And let's talk about Ubuntu Groove. What sparked this project, and who did you work with on it?
So Ubuntu Groove, I worked with Citizen Deep, who is a world class DJ producer. I also worked with Atmos Black. He's also a world-class producer, DJ. And I've met Citizen Deep like over 15 years ago. So for us to reconnect this year, it just kind of makes sense because he's the type of guy I've always wanted to do music with. He then introduced me to Atmos Black, and our studio sessions were just on fire every time we met.
Wow.
So we just felt like, you know, and we didn't have a name for this project for the longest time. I think at the 11th hour, because it was called Project 19.
Yeah.
At the 11th hour, they were like, guys, we need a name. We're like, oh, okay. This is what it is.
Oh,
but we did these two tracks in March, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow.
And we've just been perfecting them ever since. We've got other stuff that we've done, but these are the first two that we felt would be a really good introduction to what it is that we're all trying to do. So...
No,
that's just how we came up with Ubuntu Groove.
It's definitely a beautiful intro. And speaking of that, since you said, you know, you do not want to bombard people, it's an intro into who Miss Prue wants to be and wants to, you know, shape herself to be now in the music industry. And speaking of which, is there maybe going to be a deluxe version with more songs on it?
There actually should be. I'll put that on the table. That's such a great idea. Thanks. That's not a bad idea.
Can I get credits for that, Ms.
100%. 100%.
No, most definitely.
Really not a bad idea.
Yeah, no, I like it already. So, I mean, since, you know, you're fully on your experimenting era, I have to ask, what's the next genre Ms. Prue is planning on conquering? I feel like you're going to be the female Maphorisa, you know, just going to be an all-rounder. You're taking it all because, you know what, if talent is there, it's there. You can't hide away from it.
100%. Like, even if it's in Pachanga, I'll hop onto it if I feel I want to. But right now, like, I'm really in a good space musically because it's taking me back to the reason why I started DJing, the reason why I got into music. And it's just, right now, it's a full circle journey for me. But should there be other opportunities to do other genres, I will not shy away from them because I've seen that I can really do what I want if I apply my mind to it.
No, most definitely. That's amazing. And before I let you go, Ms. Prue, where can people, you know, find the EP? And what would you like to say to your Limpopo fans?
Sure. I would like to say to everyone in Limpopo, thank you so much for always supporting me. Yo, every time I play in Limpopo, people come out.
Yeah,
so thank you so much for all the fans, all the supporters that always come to my gigs in Limpopo. I really, really appreciate it. Like, it's one drive I really don't mind taking because Limpopo is just an amazing place. For people, if you want to find my music, you can find it on all digital platforms, on Apple Music, on Spotify, on YouTube, like everywhere where you listen to music, you can find Ubuntu Groove.
Most definitely. Ms. Prue, thank you so much for joining us. We are big fans of your work. May all the best with your future endeavors. And we hope that the next time we have a conversation about your other projects, you will be right here with us in the studio.
No, I really hope so too. And I just want to say something. When I was testing the music, but I tested it in Limpopo, that's when I knew that this music is big. Because everyone was singing along, even at some point. That's when I knew. So I really, really appreciate everyone in Limpopo.
Oh, man. Beautiful, beautiful sounds from you. Thank you so much for that. I'm about to drop Ubuntu Groove right now. So I'm sure people can't wait. My venture family cannot wait to hear it. So thank you so much and enjoy the rest of your day, Ms. Prue.
Thank you so much for having me on your show.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.